The boiled water notice, John, was first issued on the 2nd of February and it was lifted on the 24th of June. And in the intervening period, I just felt that Irish Water were very generic in their updating people, and the level of detail as to the issues were not being given, because initially it was a mechanical fault, and by the 8th of March in their communications they talked about a damaged filter and having to replace equipment, and they were waiting for a redesign of the filter system at the treatment plant. And in that context you would have expected an old filtration system, issues with it would take a bit of time. And even at the end of March, at a councillor's briefing, it was confirmed to us that there was a delivery on the parts of equipment and that they would have it installed and we should have our boiled water notice lifted by the 13th of May. Obviously, that didn't happen. And obviously, it ended up in Dáil Éireann last week where Kieran Cannon raised it. But now it transpires that I've got a copy of an EPA report that was issued on the 1st of April based on an inspection of the plant on the 4th of March. It has raised serious concerns because the issue is that in July of 2021, Irish Water carried out a major upgrading of the rapid gravity filter system at the plant. So really what we had here was that this system, I would imagine, back in July of last year, was not be it installed or commissioned properly, because it's quite incredible to think that after a lot of money spent in July of last year, which I don't have the figure of, for major upgrade on the rapid gravity filter, that within 6 months the entire filtering mechanism had to be replaced. So the question I have to ask Irish Water is, what happened with the installation that was done last July to result in a situation where we had very high turbidity levels in the water in February of this year, which resulted in the boiled water notice? And I think that's the kernel of my questioning. And Irish Water need to be upfront and be transparent in this and answer those questions, because it seriously discommoded nearly 3,000 people in the Gart area, businesses and householders, and at a serious cost to people in Gart. And I wonder, will Irish Water recompense those people for the cost associated with that? So I suppose, John, they are my questions, really, and it relates to the EPA report of the 1st of April relating to an inspection on the 4th of March.